Congratulations, Mattel.
Thank you, John. Good job.
Or Jen Kent, apparently.
Why?
Well, I don't know. She said congratulations. Yeah, she high-fived you. All right, Dino, you got to sit down. Yeah. You worn out.
Not too bad. I'm not too bad. Legs feeling fresh.
Nice race for you. You held off Dunge for most of the race. He got you late, but is that his career best probably, huh?
Thanks. Yes, that is my career best. It was awesome. I got a pretty decent start, and then second corner I got pushed just the way position I was in, and I just focused and tried to be smooth and breathe, and I knew it was going to be a lot of laps. You know, it wasn't the longest lap time, so... Yeah, I heard this bike behind me, and I could always hear him after the finish line because he would accelerate to the outside. So I just tried to stay focused and hit my marks, and that's what I was doing. I was doing fine, and then I kind of got caught up with a couple lappers that kind of ruined my flow and momentum. You know, it kind of tightened me up, and because he would get really close, and he got me. And then once I seen I had a gap behind me, I didn't really want to force the issue too hard. You know, I think that I had a good race and just, you know, cruiser to the finish.
You set a season best last week before this week on the Husky, 2 weeks, two bests. What about the bike or the team or the effort? I don't need you to crap talk Yamaha or nothing, but this is obviously working for you much better than Yamaha.
Yeah, for sure. I mean...
Is it just Mohead?
I think it's Mohead. I think the whole team's just been amazing. I mean, they've just been all working really hard and... I mean, I know everyone says they've, like, that's such an overused phrase, but my mechanic works hard. Like, that, I've only had him for 2 weeks, and, like, he's committed. Like, on Sunday, from the airport, he goes to the shop. The next night, he was at the shop till 10:30, and I was like, man, that was pretty cool, you know what I mean? So, pretty happy to have a good hard working mechanic, and we're gelling well, and the team's been really good, you know, with Bobby Hewitt. You know, I used to ride for him when I was an amateur, so everything's just really good. And Anderson's also been really awesome as a teammate. You know, I obviously battled with him for some championships back in the day, and obviously it's championships are kind of but he's been cool. That was like a good and cool and mix. I don't know. It was like a cool. But
You're not okay. Yeah, team's great, all that. But the bike, is working better
that's
for
what you.
You
were asking, well, wasn't it?
Yeah, the bike is working better.
Yeah. No, the bike has been awesome. Where I was going with that was just that they've been really working hard to get me to feel comfortable, and that's what we've been doing. So yeah, it's been good. Really happy with the bike.
What does it do different than the Yamaha that you've been enjoying so far?
I think it's a lot different. I mean, for one...
Probably not. Sorry to interrupt you. It's probably not as fast, let's say, but maybe suspension and frame chassis?
Yeah, it's just, honestly, everything is so different. You know, like, where I feel my Husky was better was mid-turn. I always kind of had a hard time turning the Yamaha a little bit. But, I also felt like I hit the whoops a little bit better on the Yamaha. Yep. So, they've all got its pros and cons, but just the support to have someone there if I want a change done is what's really, I think, helping me the most, you know. And we've got my suspension a lot stiffer, where I think I was too soft on my Yamaha.
Okay. Well, awesome, man. Keep this up. Yeah, this is a great ride. Good job for Bobby and Rockstar and Husky, and your story's turning into something really cool. Nice work.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.